Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Pod Nuts Pro. I am your host, Marvin B. Ladies and gentlemen, I am coming at you tonight on April Fool's Day. So, yes, there is still a show going on. There is no April Fool's joke going on here. I don't even have a guest to play a prank on. So it's just going to be me chatting, telling you about my week in review, sharing a couple of tips, and keeping the show short. Because remember, I have had some of you say that, yeah, I'd like a short one every now and then. So that's what I'm going to do. So we're going to do a quick little short show for you. However, the first thing I want to do, before we even talk about housekeeping or anything, I need to call out my good friend, Mr. Matt Rainey. So, of course, I check in with Matt every now and then to see when he would like to come along and share some stories and talk about donuts and stuff like that. Matt sends me this email about how he has to work. He has to go out of the country to work. He literally sends an email that he is being forced to go to a client's office for an entire week in Grand Cayman, and then may have to go to another location in Turks and Caicos. Oh my goodness. For the man who doesn't like to leave the office, doesn't want to work weekends or after hours, wants to send the text everywhere, of course, as soon as an opportunity comes up to go to Grand Cayman or to Turks and Caicos, there's Matt. So Matt, I'm calling you out. I think that you're going to need to, first of all, send pictures of you working to prove that you're there to work, because we know how you like your vacation. And if there are any good donuts there, please send us a picture of those as well. We look forward to seeing your report when you get back. And the reason I have to bust on Matt for that is because, of course, you know, I've gone to the Bahamas to work for a client, but the two times I went, the first time I went for 2 days, the second time it was for 1 day, and I had to work all the time. I suspect Matt's not working the whole time. So there we go. All right. So let's get a couple little housekeeping things out of the way. Because this is going to be a short show, I'm actually going to do a short housekeeping segment. So you know the drill. TechCon Unplugged this September. Go to the show note, find the link, sign up, $199, all in. I put a link in the show last week to go and help our good friend Eric Ardini. If you go onto the GoFundMe and look for the posting from his sister about the liver cancer that Eric has, folks, Eric has been one of the godfathers, one of the founding members of the Podnuts community. So if you have been listening to these shows for any length of time, you know the name, you know how important he has been to this community. Please go give something and help out Eric Ardini during this time. And even though they're a sponsor, I'm not going to give them a full thing. I'm not charging them for this show, but Calyptid Security folks, you know them. They are the firewall vendor that is the choice for small business. Very easy firewall, something that can be set up in minutes. You can pay by the month. You can pay by the year. You can move it from site to site. Very good firewall appliance, the Access Enforcer. Go to the show note and, or you can actually just go to the webpage, go to calyptids.com/pod. That's calyptids.com/pod. And you'll be able to get a discount of $100 off of your first order when you do the demo. So that is keeping the announcements and housekeeping short. So my week in review. So part of the reasons I did not have a guest today is because I wasn't quite sure where I was going to be. I, believe it or not, am still, well, not anymore, but up until last week, I was still doing work with the client over on the West Coast, where we were moving one office into two offices, and we had some hiccups with the movers and the scheduling and the furniture, the cubicles. There was a whole bunch of stuff. I know I haven't gone into it in detail, part of the reason is because it has been so convoluted and such a, well, I don't want to say such a joke because I got a lot of money for helping them out with this, but it's just been a nightmare. And finally, last Thursday, I was actually able to go and do the final piece, which was actually to do a cutover with the fiber connection. That was the last thing remaining. And so we went over there to do that, added it to the SD-WAN for their dual circuit connection, and everything went fine. It was also an opportunity where I was actually forced myself to use the Linkrunner G2 that I have been talking about. It actually, I'm liking the tool more and more. Many of you have heard me talk about my Fluke OneTouch and, well, NetScout OneTouch, as you know it now. But the Linkrunner G2, I think, is becoming a pretty good tool that if I were to recommend a first handheld diagnostic tool, it might be the Linkrunner G2. I will let you know in a few more weeks. I know that we've been talking about the idea of having a live show. We just have some scheduling issues and some logistics with putting on the live show that we're working on. That is going to happen. Yes, it was supposed to happen in March. We had a little hiccup with some stuff working with Mike Panaki and his schedule. He's very busy working with my schedule, with my stuff that's been going on. And of course, keeping our sponsor, NetScout, of that show in the loop. And we'll get it all worked out. It should happen soon. It is going to be a live demonstration of the Linkrunner G2 to show you some of the things that I've been talking about. A couple of the things. I pretty much do the same thing with the Linkrunner G2 as I did with my OneTouch, where when I went to the cutover, one of the first things I did was set up a profile to where I put in the static IP information as if it were the firewall, so that when the ISP configured their stuff, rather than us, you know, disconnecting my customer from the other connection, before we did that, I could plug in the Linkrunner and it would test the internet connection to make sure it worked. It would do the whole thing that, you know, all the Linkrunners, the Link Sprinters, everything has done, where it would go out and do the test. It would, you know, obviously attempt to connect. It'll do the, you know, pings out to the internet, verify the router, verify the switch, all of that information, so I could get that test before I did anything. I also had a profile set up to act like a device on the network, so as a workstation or notebook. So once we did switch everything over, I immediately, without having to make any changes or move or go anywhere or run to a workstation, I just switched the profile, did a connection as if it were a device connecting for the first time, getting a DHCP address, DNS, and again, testing out to the internet. Of course, all of those things automatically switch out to my Link Live account so that those tests are uploaded and there's a copy there. But one of the things that I loved, and that the technician from the internet service provider that was there, and of course, the one thing they always want to do is, you know, do the speed test, and they have their device. But all I did on the Linkrunner G2 was do a quick little switch, hit over to the speed test, because this is an Android-based device. So there are apps that you download. So one of those, actually, I've got three different speed tests on here. So I just run over, click speed test, get the results, download speed, upload speeds, did a screen capture of those results, and then pulled up Outlook from the Linkrunner and sent out a copy back to my office of the speed test results. That was just absolutely fantastic. Literally took us less than 5 minutes, well, maybe 10 minutes to do all of these things and make that cutover happen so, so much faster than normal. So one of the things that I probably should have asked for the live show coming up is I needed to find out, because I haven't heard from anybody, of who has went out and purchased a Linkrunner G2. So if you've purchased one, and if you're using one, or if you've got it from someone, however, if you're using a Linkrunner G2, can you please send me an email, marvin@podnuts.com. Let me know that you purchased it. Let me know what you like about it. Let me know what you don't like about it. If you have any little tips that you've come across or anything that you've done special with the apps, those are things that I probably should, you know, hear what's going on out in the field. If you have specific questions, we can get those ahead of time, and I can ask those to Mike Panaki during the live show. Of course, you can also attend the live show and ask them yourself, but if you don't know that you're going to, or you have, you know, maybe a lengthy explanation of something that you want to send me, that would be great. So if you have purchased or used the Link Runner G2, send me an email, tell me what you think, tell me if you like it, don't like it, all that good stuff. So that is that. So another thing that happens on the other coast when I went over there is I actually took time to set up a new workstation for this customer over there. And of course, we use Fab's Auto Backup because it was an existing user that we were replacing an old workstation. And funny enough, the old workstation actually had a solid state drive in it because we had done an upgrade to that station previously. So I did want to say that this was probably the fastest transfer that we had done. It's the first time I did a solid state to solid state transfer. And of course, I have to mention Mike Smith for chastising me, because previous to last year, a lot of times I would log on to a station remotely ahead of time before I went into the office, transfer the user profile and files and settings to a network location, and then take out the old workstation, set up the new workstation, and then use Fabs again to download that profile back, or restore that profile back to the new workstation. And Mike Smith, you know, slapped my hand and said, "Why are you doing that? Just pull the drive, use Fabs one time, and just do a transfer." So that's what I've been doing ever since. And literally, I mean, it was so fast. So just want, again, people, Fabs Auto Backup. And thank you to Mike Smith for chastising me. And now I'm doing transfers much, much faster. So, oh, couple of other things. These are what I would categorize as the IT no-nos. So I had a customer that for the last month, I've had to send my subcontracted tech out to go try and diagnose a monitor issue. They had an existing monitor. They actually had a 3-monitor setup. And for some reason, one of the monitors kept going out. And so I had my tech go out there, try to troubleshoot it, changed cables, change, this was a DisplayPort cable. Actually, let me go back. Now I remember everything. They were adding the monitor because the person had 2 monitors. They wanted the third. He goes there to set up the 3rd monitor. They don't have the proper video card inside the system. So he goes there, they have to send out the card. Card comes in a couple days later, he goes back out, sets it up. The very next day, customer's complaining that the monitor is blanking out, going black. Send him back out there. So this is now the 3rd time he's gone out and started playing with cables and swapping them out. So finally, we're like, look, you probably need to send out a new monitor. So they send a monitor, and this time I go out. And partly because I was going to be in the area and I figured I need to get out there and see what's going on with this situation because, one, it's taken way too long. So I get there, I'm unpacking the new monitor and we're looking at the connections and realize they sent a completely different monitor. So it did not have a DisplayPort connector like they had with all the other monitors they sent. So one of the things that kind of made me scratch my head is my tech had been there 3 times, and I know that they had talked about the types of monitors. They had even gone over the model numbers of the monitors, and they still, when they sent the monitor, did not send everything to get this up and working. So I'm thinking, I'll just run back to my office, get an adapter cable. No. We'll overnight one. So I'm like, all right. So they overnight a box And it's not just one cable. It was actually 8 cables. They sent every kind of adapter, DisplayPort to VGA, HDMI to VGA, USB to DVI. I mean, they sent so many cables. I'm like, what is going on? How do you not know what cable to send so that you send the right stuff? And it just got me thinking that I have worked with other companies, and there have been some that really do a horrible job of keeping track of their inventory. And I'm thinking, okay, even if you had a simple RMM product that, you know, a lot of the RMM products, I use SolarWinds MSP. I know that, you know, others use Continuum and Ninja and Synchro, and all of them have some sort of inventory. Some of it's basic, and they may not always give you the full description of the monitor and video components and stuff, but that's an easy thing to do, especially if you have remote access. You just log in. You can run a simple program like SIW. You can run a program like Total Network Inventory from Soft Inventive that I run. There are BellArc Advisor. There are so many programs that you can run that would give you all the hardware information of that system. And this is a fairly large company. And if they're listening, oops, I'm sorry. But it's a fairly large company. And I mean, it took us 5 trips to get this monitor taken care of. And I just thought that that was excessive. So I just had a note here to talk about that. I just think that it's an IT no-no that you don't keep a good enough inventory to know when something needs to be worked on that you can send the right part. I mean, I get it. Every now and then, yes, you may send the wrong part one time, but this happens a lot with this company, so just had to think about that. And the last thing I wanted to talk about is I wanted to go back. I had not talked about this product in quite some time. The founder of the product had actually met with us in Chicago last year when I was there, but I just wanted to shout out again to the program Event Sentry. You can find it at neticus.net, NETIKUS. I use that product when I need to do auditing and I want to make sure that I get all the alerts that I need. Everything from, you know, log management, server health, network monitoring, and compliance. I mean, those are the things that it does. And one of the things that I do is whenever an administrator makes a change, either to a Active Directory item, like something in group policy, and in this case, anytime a user's password is changed, not by the user, but by the administrator. And this was first asked by the office manager at this firm because they have a junior. And for those of you that have not heard me mention junior in a while, it is usually a desktop technician that is in an office that, you know, would take care of all the desktop issues and the first line stuff. But me and my company will actually take care of the servers and the network infrastructure, especially if it's a larger firm and, you know, we are, you know, really truly managing their stuff, but they want somebody on site to take care of the little things. And sometimes junior will think that they're a little smart and do stuff, but I need to know what junior's doing. So I put on tools like this, Event Sentry, and we will monitor when they make little changes. And so this time, junior went in and started playing with another administrator's account that they should not have been touching. I have a couple of additional admin accounts set up for, in this case, we've got a SQL guru that actually comes in to do a lot of the database maintenance. The case management software that this customer uses is a huge SQL-based program, and they're actually doing SQL replication. I mean, there's a lot of things going on with this, and I know a little bit of SQL, but I always, in these cases, we make sure that there is a SQL expert, that if something goes sideways, that person can get in and take care of it. So there's an admin account for that, and then there's an admin account for a SharePoint administrator because this is a customer that when I joined with them, I think it was 2009, they had just purchased a small business. Well, not just, but when I got there, they were already using Small Business Server 2003. They were coming up on the 75 user limit. And we actually did the transition for them to get above 75 users, but they still wanted the SharePoint. So we were able to get that onto, I believe, a SharePoint 3.0, or I don't know the number because I don't do SharePoint, but now they're getting to the point where that server is, well, it had died. I'll just say that. We had started to try to work with them before to get it moved over, and they didn't want to pay for a full SharePoint server. They didn't want to go to the cloud, a whole bunch of stuff. So I found a SharePoint person who was going to go in, and we actually were going to move it to another server. We thought about virtualizing it. And so I made an account for that person, and Junior decided that they would go in and disable and change the password for this account and try to start doing other stuff with it. So of course, I get alerted when a password gets changed, and folks, the alert is pretty quick. I mean, it's usually within a minute or two. So I was able to get on to the network real quick, check out and see what Junior was doing, give a call over to the office and say, stop it, or I will come there and smack your hand. And I just want to give a shout out to the Event Sentry program, because, you know, it's one thing to have other programs that will send out alerts, but they may not send them out, you know, until later in the day. Sometimes the alerts, you can, you know, do a time send at say 5 p.m. or they'll send a daily summary of stuff. And for those of us that are doing this type of business support, you know that we need alerts that are fast, that are accurate. And so Event Sentry has been a program that I loved. Ingmar Kocher is the person that met me in Chicago, and he is the founder of Neticus. So just a shout out to you guys about a great program once again. And that is going to do it for this episode of Prodnuts Pro. I just looked at the time and realized that I went a lot longer than I thought I was going to go. So let me go ahead and end off this show, folks. If you like what you're hearing in the show and want it to continue, please be sure to like us wherever the show is being fed through the RSS feeds or whatever. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Prodnuts Pro. Send me an email. Continue to give me suggestions for the show. Questions, tips, things like that. You can also support the show by using an Amazon link that I have set up where you can go to Amazon. And when you use that link, everything that you purchase within that session, again, price stays the same to you. A little commission comes back to help us do things like the live show that we are working on coming up here soon. That's going to do it, folks. I hope you had a great April Fool's, or maybe not. I don't know which way it goes. I just ignore stuff, but hope everything went well for you. Go out, keep making money, and until next time, holla!